Our learning should be a schus for foolish lemon for Brian Lalea, Bas Yehudis Ariella, so shy of Holy Yisrael. Okay, we see, had a little bit of a hefsik. We're on page Nunvav in Das HaSfiris. And we're talking about the Pratsufim. Again, all of these prakim are to just familiarize us with basic terms in Pnimius HaTorah and Sisvei Torah. And how all of the works and the in terms of our avodas Hashem throughout the sefer we're going to continue. So we're talking about Baruch Hashem, the olam hatikun, the world of tikun. Just a reminder: in the world of tohu, Hashem, of course, this is all Hashem's will. This is not an accident, but the very possibility of there being ra, of there being evil in this world, comes from a state of existence that Hashem willed into being, where the spheres were not working with each other, were not coordinated with each other, where there was tremendous energy, tremendous powerful light, and each sphere was in a mitzias of ani emloch, chesed, gvur, tiferes. There wasn't a system of that was coordinated with the spheres working together in different ma'arachos, different kavim, structurally and purposefully. And it's from that world of tohu that there's ra in the world, there's confusion in the world, but also bechira and so on. And we're going to talk about the olam tohu, the olam of tikkun. We'll talk a lot about that in Mitzvah Hashem. But the world of tikkun is a world of pratsufim. That's what we've been learning about the last few weeks. And pratsufim means when we have structure and design, and Hashem willed that there would be a way of the spheres, that they're functioning, working together, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manhig the world with these partsufim. And we were talking about the partsuf of Arach Ampin, the highest Keser, and Abba, Chachma, Bina Ima, Zer Ampin, Cheskev Tiferes Netzach Hoidi Yisayid, and then Nukva, is Malchus, that's what we were talking about. And the Mechaber was explaining to us on a very, very, very basic level that when it comes to understanding the difference between a sphere and how the sphere functions in the context of a partsuf, so the example that we were talking about was very simple, that the sphere is the sphere, for instance, of Chesed is that energy, that koach of giving, of love, of light, and so on. How that or of chesed is brought down into this world in terms of the hanhaga of this world externally and internally within ourselves, that depends upon the parts of how that or of chesed is going to materialize. It's the way that the Ramchal explains this, and we spoke about that Barichas. Last time we're up to page Nunvav. Bir ahevdol ben apratzufim. So when the hashpa of chesed comes through Abba, it's different than the hashpa of chesed that comes through the pratzuf of Ima, through that system of Ima. It comes out in a different way. The same way we saw in the Moshul, that the father's love and the father's kindness is manifested differently than the mother's love and the mother's kindness. So even though chesed is the sphere of chesed, is the or of ahava, but how that shefa of chesed, how that or, that sphere of chesed, how that shefa comes into the world, that depends on the parts of whether it's the parts of Abba, of Imor, of Zeranpin, of Nukva, and so on. Again, these are the terms, and we'll become much more familiar with how they work, Mitzvah Shem, through the course of the Sefer. Bir ahevdol ben apratzufim. There's a very big difference between the hanhaga of each of the pratsufim. Kigon avodas hatfila, he be parts of zeir anpin. Avalo be parts of arach anpin. Our davening, you remember we were talking about Kriyas Yamsuf and how by Kriyas Yamsuf something very strange happened. Hashem told us, don't daven. Don't daven. Like Kriyas Yamsuf, Matisagalai, Dabo Benis Viso, Hashem Yilachlam Mechem Batem Tacharishim. In other words, there was a Gili of a certain or that's called Arachanpin that we've been talking about, Keser, something higher than our tefillas, than our Bechira and our tefillah and our Avaida. So tefillah, davening is not something that's from the world of Arachanpin. Davening is something that really begins lower down, really in the parts of Zer Anpin, not the parts of Aruch Anpin. So he explains, what does that feel? He parts of Zer Anpin, a lower parts of Aruch Anpin. Now, whether it's, how is it, what about in Chochma and Bino? So we're not going to go into that right now. The Iker Inyan of Davening of Tefillah begins with Chesed Gevurah Tiferes Netzach Hod Yisod. Ubir HaOmik B'Zeh Yuvan. And to understand this, Al Pi Taluchas Adam, just to, by way of our lives, Hine Kasher Adam Medabrim Chaveiro. When Reuven is talking to Shimon, when Reuven is talking to Shimon, everybody knows that he's not talking to the cells, he's not talking to the flesh, he's not talking to the clothing. He's talking to the neshama. He's talking to who Reuven is, or he's talking to Reuven, he's talking to who Shimon is, to the neshama. Now we know that there are five parts to the neshama. Ushnei achalokim helyonim einam sharem b'seicha adam, and the two highest parts of the neshama that are called chaya and yechida, those two parts of the neshama are not actually within the person himself. Einam sharem b'seicha adam machmas ma'alosam, because of their greatness, these two parts of the neshama that are called chayin yichida are chofvim olav milamala. They are hovering above us, beyond us. They're not within us. Chayin yichida. V'imken kasha odem eschabi imre'eyo aydei sicha. Therefore, when Reuven is speaking to Shimon, and they're making this connection through this conversation, chadoyim, ein hu yochel eschabi elav elav achelak ha'nomuch shel ha'neshama shebo. He's not speaking to this reality that transcends Shimon. He's speaking to that part of the neshama that Shimon can relate to. Ukegon b'chelak ha'nefesh. So he could be speaking to him. He could be speaking to the chelak of nefesh. What would be a conversation that's directed towards the nefesh? Something about his health, his parnasa. Reuven is talking to Shimon about the children, about things that are more attached to this world, part of this world. So he's speaking to the nefesh. Reuven isn't speaking to the nefesh of Shimon. He's not speaking to his body. He's not speaking to his clothing. And he's not speaking to that which is higher than anything that Shimon is conscious of. He's speaking to Shimon on a level of nefesh. He's speaking to his nefesh. So a conversation, stam. A conversation about how you're doing, what's going on, and so on and so forth. That's nefesh b'nefesh. That's a conversation of nefesh b'nefesh. V'im chelek haruach. Now, if he's talking to his friend, if Reuven's talking to Shimon about his feelings, about his emotions, he's digging deeper. They're talking on a level of emotions, not just about metzias, but feelings. So then it's ruach b'ruach. Then we have now a ruach is reaching out to ruach. But as close as we are with each other, and as close as friends might be, or your husband and wife, and so on, there still is that part that's called Chay Yechida. And he's not speaking to that part. We're not communicating on that level of Chay Yechida. Now, what is the Inyan of Chay Yechida? We'll talk a lot about, but there's no communication. That's not what's happening. Kevin Shemachmas Gavhusam Ein Shaychus La Acherim Behem. That because of this Gavhus, because of this greatness, this transcendence of Chayin Yechida, Reuven can't understand what that is with Shimon. Can Reuven himself have a taste of Chayin Yechida? The answer to that is yes. We'll talk about that. But as far as two people communicating on a level of Yechida, that's not happening. V'kach zeu gam kein bir v'inyin ha-pratzufim. So we can understand when it comes to the pratzufim. The pratzuf arach anpin. So by Kriyas Yamsuf, there was a revelation of that pratzuf that's called arach anpin. Keser. There was that gilui of arach anpin. Shua keser elyon. Kimat v'ein yicholus lodun l'sasek l'schabim mokam na'le gavoa kolkach. He says the word kimat, again, well, there is something, but not talking about it now. But it's kimat not shaykh for a person to really have an asik or to have a connection or an understanding of what's happening when there's a revelation of that madrega of keser, of arach anpin. When we were talking a lot last year about 49 sharei bina, and the chasrei ma'at melekim, and there's this 50th shar, this 50th gate, there's a certain madrega that's simply transcendent. So, where does the conversation take place between man and God? The answer is not in the world of Arach Anpin, not in the world of Keser. That's when Hashem is in the driver's seat, in the wheel. That's not a place of our bechira, of how my actions affect creation. Our actions affect everything in creation from a lower madrega, but not on that madrega when there's that. That madrega of Arach Anpin of Keser, that's something which is higher than my words, my davening. It's higher than anything I'm conscious of. It's higher than anything that I do. It's higher than, so it could be that I've been doing all kinds of crazy, terrible things, and nevertheless, Hashem's will that's revealed through that madrega of Arach Anpin is not affected by that. Hashem made it in such a way. That the ikar hamokim shabu adam yochel eschaber lashpia de maisev, is a mokim nomuch yosef. The place where a person can be mischaber, can connect to, and can speak to, and affects, and so on, it's a lower madrega. Shu parts of zeir anpin, yosef, shu parts of zeir anpin. Shemavate is hanhogis hamishpat, is klal and yoni hanhogis olam hazeh, but the ikar hanhogiv of olam hazeh is chesed, gvur, tiferes, and so on. Not keser, not chochma bina. That's, we're going to talk about keser and moichin, that level of moichin, in Mr. Shem, when we get to in the next parak. But the playing field, the ikker playing field of that we have in this world, and this dialogue, kivyocha, with Hashem, and interaction with Hashem, is on the madrega, the lower madregas of Zeir Anpin, not by the madrega of Arach Anpin. V'hinei chameshes ha-pratzufim, but he said, by the way, that last sentence, hanhogis ha-mishpat, we spoke about that a little bit earlier, that's the language of the Ramchal. Hanhogis ha-yichud means that Hashem has a certain inyan in this world that we don't understand, and that's called Hanhagas HaYichud, and that's something which is beyond our comprehension, and Hashem is bringing the world towards its ultimate destiny and in ways that we can't understand. Very often things seem to be the opposite of what we would expect. Hanhagas HaMishpat is the world that we function in. It's Hanhagas HaMishpat, Shulchan Aruch, Halacha, Mida Keneged Mida, then Davening, and so on. That's Hanhagas HaMishpat, the way Hashem runs the world. That's the ikar hanhaga that we have to be concerned with, that we think about. And Hashem has this hanhagas hayichud. That's something that's beyond our understanding. That's already arach anpin. That's already keser. That's something else. V'ni chameshes ha-pratzufim remuzim b'shem havaya. These five pratzufim are hinted at in the name of Hashem, Yudke Vavke. The kutzah shel yud, the spitzel on the yud of the yud kei vav kei, that little piece on the yud, the kutzah shel yud, that's called the kutzah shel yud, that's keneged parts of arach anpin. That's the parts of arach anpin. Keser, that corresponds to the crown, the keser, the kutzah shel yud. In other words, it's not even the letter itself, because it's something which is beyond. It's the kutzah shel yud. We don't have a hasaga of that partsuf, of that construct of the spheres within the world of our hanpin. That's kutzer shel yud. Yud, the actual yud, is keneged partsuf abba, chachma. The yud is abba, is chachma. Shu hascholos hagilui me'or hakesa, which is the first light that becomes revealed as it descends through kesa, through the crown. That's the letter Yud. Hey is keneged partsuf ima, bina. Shima kabbalas is hashpa. Hey is the letter that receives. Hey is the feminine bina that receives from the Yud. The hashpa umaschila livnos azebe kelim shala. And in that partsuf of bina, this Shefa that came through Keser, through Arachanpin and Abba, through Bina, there begins to be a Binyan, and that's why Bina is from the word Binyan, Liznos, as Zebba Kalim Shlo, but then the Kalim of Bina, this begins to take, the Shefa begins to take shape and form. Vav is connected parts of Zer Anpin. Vav, the letter Vav in Hashem's name, corresponds to Chesed, Gvur, Teferes, Netzach, Hoyt, and Yesod. It's called Zeir Anpin. Sheish bo sheishes ha-sfiris, and the Vav is six, so the six spheres, of Chagas, Chesed, Gvur, Teferes, Netzach, Hoyt, and Yesod. L'chein hu romuz bo is Vav, and that's hinted at in the letter Vav of Hashem's name. And the last hay, the hay tato, the last hay, is connected parts of Nukva. That corresponds to the parts of Nukva, of Nekeva, of the feminine, which is Malchus, Shehi Ha'os Ha'achrona, which is the last letter of Hashem's name, Shemekabelos is Kol Hashpa, that receives all of the Hashpa that began from Keser and came down through Abba in Ima and the Midos, mother and father, Chachma Bina, and the Midos of Chesed Gvur Teferes Netzach Hoyt Yesod. And Malchus is then how this becomes translated into our lives and to what happens in the world. Yidua sheyesh chamisha chalakim b'neshama shel ha'adam shayim. The five parts of the neshama are nefesh, ruach, neshama, chayim, yechida. Makor advam lo b'chazal. And this is already alluded to in Chazal themselves. Chamisha shemos nikru'ula, where the Medrash says that the neshama has five names: nefesh, ruach, neshama, yechida, and chaya. Nefesh is a hadam. Nefesh is manifested through the physiological, biological mitzvahs of a person. Shenemar ki adam hu anefesh, the blood. Ki adam hu anefesh, it says in Pasuk. Ruach, shehi oila v'yaredes, the ruach which ascends and descends like the wind. Shenemar mi yodei ruach b'nei ha'adam, ha'ola hi lamala, that's ruach. Neshama, ze ha'ofia. Dibriyasa amrin ha'ofisa tava. This is what the Medrash says. The Medrash says that neshama, so ruach is ruach b'nei adam, oila yeredes. The neshama is ha'ofia dibriyasa amrin ha'ofisa tava, which means that the brios means people say that this is something that the ofi, meaning it's the character, it's the essence that is something we can't understand. That's what the Medrash says. But it's good, but we don't understand it. Chaya, shakol evar mesim v'hi chaya beguf, that even when the entire body dies, when the body is finished, chaya continues to live. Yechida, shakol ha'evarim mishnayim, shnayim v'yechida beguf. And yechida is all the other things, everything the body is in two, and yechida is alone, is singular, is yechida beguf. It's a very difficult medrash. Again, but this is just the makor of where the words come from, the five chalokim of the soul. So the Vilna Gaon explains that in the bracha that we say every morning, Elokai neshama, that we're thanking Hashem's Bar for the neshama that He has given us. Kelelis b'soy chayda, we see that the Goyin explains that it contains within it elokai neshama, our gratitude, our thanking Hashem for the five parts of the neshama. Al hey, chamisha chelke neshama halalu ayin sham. And the Goyin explains that in the nusach of elokai neshama, the berasa yitzarta nefakti. The Goyin explains. And the Marsha in his Kedusha Godes on Brachas writes, "These are the words of the Marsha. Elokai neshama ata berasa bi, va'ata next page yatzarti bi. Right, you created, you formed, nafachti bi, you infused within me, v'chule. Haneshama belishna dekra. So the Marsha explains that haneshama belishna dekra kolos kol chelke hanefesh." The word neshama, when it's found in Tanakh, contains within it or includes within it five different parts. Kol chalkei hanefesh, shehem shloisha, nefesh, ruach, neshama. The three chalakim of the nefesh that are within the person are nefesh, ruach, and neshama. Kama shekosvu ha-mekubalim and gam ha-philosophim. As we find by the mekubalim and the philosophim also, philosophers. Val derech ze amar, Gimel Lashinas, Elo. Ata Barasa B. So the Masha explains. Ata Barasa B. Ala Nefesh Hativis. So when we say in the Bracha of Elokai Neshama, Ata Barasa, it's talking about the Nefesh, Nefesh Hativis. That is again, which is the part of us that's most connected to our bodies and that's most accessible is the Nefesh. So ata barasa is al hanefesh ativis. Shnemar, v'yivul kimes adam. Ata barasa. V'ata yatzarta bi is al ruach hachiyuni. That's on the ruach of man. Again, more connected to the emotions, the feelings, and so on. That's al haruach hachiyuni. Shnemar bo, regarding that, it says in Pasuk, by creation, v'yitzer Hashem elokim es adam. So it says v'yivr elokim, that's ata barasa, that's talking about nefesh. Ata yitzarta bi, that's going on the pasuk of Bereishis vayitzer Hashem Elokim, as Adam, and that's referring to the ruach. Vata nefachta bi, is al haneshama hasichlis, man's ability to reason, to think, to have thoughts of elokus, and so on. That's with the words ata nefachta bi. You blew it into me. You infused it into me. That's the neshama hasichlis. Kamosha Kosef, as it says also, by man's creation, Vayipach Ba'apov Nishmas Chayim. That's the Pshat in the Bracha that we say in Elokai Neshama. That's how the Vilna Gaon and the Maharsha explain the Pshat in the Bracha. In general, by the time we finish the Mitzvah Shem the Sefer, many, 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 many parts of davening are going to be understood completely differently. Because all of davening are these codes. Everything in davening is encoded. Every time we use Hashem's name in davening, how it's used, the letters that are being used, and even the nekudas of those letters, and which names of Hashem, and certain keywords, code words that are referring to the different spheres and the partsufim, and all of davening is this code, it's the language of pnimius haTorah, all of davening, and we're just getting an example now. This is an example by Elokai Neshama. So Elokai Neshama is really the five parts of the neshama. V'chein kosev Arizal. So that's nefesh ruach and neshama. Chayin chidor are alluded to as well, but it's ata barasa yetzarta nafachta is nefesh ruach and neshama. The Kain Kosev Arizal writes this in Birchas Shach and the Shach Kavanas. When it comes to beguf haadam, yesh es haguf shu hachelik hachitzoni shel adam. The same way that with every person, there is the chitzonius of the person, the external, that's his guf, his body. V'yeshes ha'chelek ha'pnimi shel ha'adam, and there's the inner part of the person, which is the shezah neshama. Shimaf'ila es ha'guf, b'kol chameshes chelkeha, and through the five parts of the neshama, the three that are within the guf, and the two that transcend the guf, everything that takes place in our lives, is conducted. Everything in our lives is through that. And that's the, and that that is the, if you look at Ches, that's the Gemara in Brachas and Daf Yud. Shnei Sham, it says there in the Gemara, Sheyesh Chamisha Bechinas Baneshama, the Gemara says that there are five Bechinas, there are five levels of soul. And the Gemara ties it to the Hani Chamisha Barchi Navshi Keneged Mi Armon David. In the capital Barchi Navshi is Hashem, there are five times Barchi Navshi, and the Gemara asks, what is David Melch referring to with each of these? La Armon El Keneged Hakadosh Baruch Hu or Keneged Neshama Ma Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mali Kol Ha'olam, just as Hashem fills the whole world, Af Neshama Malaya Es Kol Haguf. So too, the Neshama fills the body. Ma Hakadosh Baruch Hu Roeh Ve'eino Nira, just as Hashem sees everything but is invisible, is unseen. Neshama roa ve'eino nira. So too, the neshama sees, but the neshama cannot be seen. Makadosh Baruch Hu zon es kol olam kulo, just as Hashem feeds and takes care of the entire world. Af neshama zana es kol haguf. So too, the neshama is zana es kol haguf. It nourishes, it takes care, it feeds the entire guf. Makadosh Baruch Hu tahar, just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pure, af neshama tahar. Makadosh Baruch Hu yoshe b'chadri chadarim, just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the most hidden, is b'chadri chadarim, is concealed and hidden within a room, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concealed and hidden, af neshama yoshevis b'chadri chadarim. So too, the neshama is b'chadri chadarim, is hidden. Yovamisha yesh b'chamisha dvarim halolu, so when David HaMelech would say those words, Baruchi nafshi es Hashem, so the Gemara explains, Yovo Mishi Yeshba Chamisha Dvarim Halal, let the human being who has these five parts of his soul, let him come and to give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is compared in these five ways to the neshama of a person, to the nefesh of a person. Yishabeach Lemishi Yeshba Chamisha Dvarim Halal. Va'ein Sham Pnei Yeshua Shabiz Devi Agmar Levi Chalkin Hashem Pratzufa Mahalach Nifla, so Pnei Yeshua over there. So there, Rabbi Isaac al-Khavir has in his parish on the Haggadah, in the Echad Miyodeya, that's what he talks about, Chamisha Miyodeya. And he writes over there, V'hinei shloisha chalukim sheben neshama, nefesh ruach neshama chayichida, she'ein l'shum nirva chelik behem. Shekulam ein lahem ela nefesh ha'yisod levad, v'neged zeh omer David HaMelech alav shalom, Chamisha Pamim Baruch Hinavshi, Bezochel Ezeh Mitzad Kabbalah Satayra. And we bezoicha to these, we bezoicha, because this is something that we have that a non-Jew does not have. Again, what's the level of that spiritual, emotional existence of a non-Jew? We'll talk about more later on. But only a Jew has this system of Nefesh Ruach Neshama Mechai. Only a Jew has Nefesh Ruach Neshama Mechai Yechida. And we bezoicha to that Mitzad Kabbalah Satayra. So Chamisha Miyodeya is Chamisha Chum Sheitar, and Rabbi Zachar says that the Chamisha Chum Sheitar is alluding to the five parts of the soul. L'chein him hey b'chinos b'nefesh neged Chamisha Chum Sheitar. U'mah shekosa b'medrash b'hei l'shana shal chiba b'kash baruch is Yisrael b'dvika b'dveika b'chafetza b'chasheika b'ahava b'dibur. So the Medrash says that there are five ways that Hashem has expressed His affection, His love for the Jewish people, with these words, Dveika, Chafetza, Chasheka, Ahave, and Dibur, which correspond to Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chayin, Yechida. Shemitzad zeh, him bonim lakash baruchu, umashik omru, chavivin Yisrael, shenikru bonim lamakam. And we are the only ones who have this system of the five parts of the soul, because we're Hashem's children, and bonim lamakam have this who receive the Torah, and the Chamish Yechum Shetar correspond to these five parts of the Neshama. Back on top. I would ask you if you have any questions, but there are a million questions. Are there any questions? It's all a question. And it's not so much an Indian here of arguing or of trying to figure out. It's, again, labeling and just hearing and getting some of the terms and becoming familiar with them. Kach Gam Kein, back on top. Kach Gam Kein Yesh Yachas Shel Hispartu Zos Gam klape ha-pratzuf, shlo kol pratzuf, yeshes ha-bechina chitzayne shabai, shetzures ha-moshel shabitu ha-pratzuf, shesh pratzuf, abu pratzuf, ima v'chul, kvishuvel, or benoisel lakach, yeshes a chelik shel pnimius a parsuf, shumukuvin keneged, chameshes chelke han nesham hanal. So too, with every parsuf, there is an external expression of the parsuf, the hanhoga of that parsuf, externally, and there's the nefesh ruach shamacha yichida of the parsuf as well. Yeah, we'll talk about that. That's coming up in the next parak. K'meshakosev Ramchal v'maimer achachma, ha'neshama shel adam is chalakas l'chamesh bechinas. So Ramchal writes that the neshama of a person is divided into five bechinas. Nekros nefesh ruach neshama chayichida. Uboos mechameshes ha'pratzufim, that come from the five pratzufim. Nefesh is from nukva. Ruach is mizer anpin. Neshama is ima. Chaya is Abba, and Yechida is Arach Anpin. So with the Pratzufim, there's the Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chai Yechida. And the Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chai Yechida are coming Boos Michameshes HaPratzufim. The five Pratzufim are the five Chelke HaNefesh. It's important to remember, Nefesh is Nukva, the lower part, Ruach is Zer Anpin, Neshama is Ima, Chaya is Abba, and Yechida is Arach Anten. Well, the three Dvar, page Nuntes, Yotze, Shekashe Yesh Hanhoge Shel Parzuf Abba, when there's a Hanhoge, when something takes place in our lives, in the person's life, in the world, through that Hanhoge that's called Abba, through the Parzuf of Abba, that system of Abba, when that happens, HaPnimi Shel Hanhoge Zu, V'hainu HaNeshama, Shall our parsuf ze mekuvin kenegid chelik hachaya shebechalke haneshama. Then the pnimius of that hanhaga, whatever that hanhaga is, whatever's happening, but the pnimius of that hanhaga of the parsuf of Abba is taking place through the madrega of the neshama that's called chaya shebechalke haneshama, because Abba corresponds to chaya. Zeu seder is parsuf of parsufim kenegid chelke haneshama. Parsuf arach anpin is yechida. Parts of Abba, when the parts of Abba is revealed, so then the pnimius of that hanhaga is taking place through the madrega of the neshama that's called chaya. And all this, again, we're going to see how this works out in the psychology of a person, in the life of a person, and hanhaga of the world. Gimel, parts of ima is neshama. Parts of zer anpin is Ruach, and parts of Nukva is Nefesh. Bez Hashem, but Mamorim Haboim, in the future Prokim, when they're going to be Mamorim about each of these Partsufim and each of these spheres, Yisbor Kate said, Yesh Shaiches ben Pnimis and Hogeshla Partsuf, find on Neshama Shabbo. Every Partsuf has its Neshama. The Neshama of the Partsuf. The Neshama of the Partsuf of Abba is Chai and so on. So we're going to learn to understand the shaykhis between the pnimius of the anhag of the parzuf, hainu neshama shabo, leben hagilui shel bapoto, how that parzuf is revealed in the person's life and in the anhag of how the world is run. So just the sikum, shloshes chelke hasviris, parzufim haneshama shabahem, a summary, v'yotze imkeng. The person should try to know these things by heart, and it should be, the label should be clear in a person's mind. Aleph. So Yotzei Sh'ayim Ken Shei Shlosha Meimadim Begilui Hanhoges Hashem Zohar B'chol Parzuf Elohim. There are three dimensions to how Hashem's Hanhog is revealed in each Parzuf. Aleph. Sviras Keser is the Parzuf of that's called Arach Anpin, and the Neshama of that Parzuf is the Chelik of the Neshama that's called Yechida. Beis. Sviras Chachma. The Sfira itself is called Chachma. When that sphere is being manifested through the parzuf, it's the parzuf of Abba, and the neshama of that parzuf of Abba is Chaya. Sfiras Bina, when it's being manifested through the parzuf, it's the parzuf of Ima, and the neshama of that parzuf of Ima is called neshama, is the neshama. Dalet. The six spheres of Chesed, Gvur, Tiferes, Netzach, Chayit, Yisoy, that's the Partsuf of Zer Anpin, which is Ruach, which is the part of the Neshama that's called Ruach. The Neshama of that Partsuf is Ruach. Hey, Sfiris Malchus is the parshuf that's Nukva, and the neshama of that parshuf of Nukva is called Nefesh. Uba Mamorim Haboim Yisbor Bez Hashem Ketzad B'chol Parshuf Yesh Kesher V'Shaychus Banhagi Ben Shloishas HaChalakim. We're going to learn how to understand the connection between each parshuf and that particular Hanhaga of the regarding these three areas. How is that parshuf? What is the Hanhaga of that parshuf as far as the sphere of Chesed is concerned and Gvura and so on? And through the sphere, to understand the Hanhaga of Hashem through these dimensions of spheres and the parshufim and the neshama of the parshuf, how everything that happens in the world and happens within us and so on takes place on by these three dimensions of sphere, parshuf, and neshama. Okay, now we're going to continue neshama with next week is the different shemus of Hashem, or the shema of Yud Kei Vav Kei, or the different ways that the shem Yud Kei Vav Kei can be spelled, and how those different miluyim of how the name not spelled, but how they're filled, the name correspond to the different spheres and to different parts of them. Okay.